Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Very, very big night for one of my colleagues here at Odyssey Pittsburgh. We have five great radio stations. The latest Marconi winner is KDK-FM, better known as 93.7 The Fan. Afternoon host is Andrew Filippone along with Chris Muller. They call him the PM team. Andrew is known around the country and now around the world based on a little wager he made or statement prior to the Steelers-Cincinnati game. We have to dial back 10 days. Plus now, Andrew, good morning.
Hi, Larry.
How you feeling? How you feeling, partner?
I feel pretty good, actually. It hasn't hit me what I'm going to go through tonight or endure. But I'm sure when I see everybody there tonight and see the extremely talented person who we've contacted and secured to do the actual thing that will cause me great pain tonight, at that point, it'll probably put me into a full-fledged panic mode as well. So everything's peachy right now, but this is the calm before the storm, Larry.
All right. For those that don't know, Andrew, just prior to the Steelers-Bengals game, you were so confident the Steelers would win, you proposed what?
Well, I was running my mouth on Twitter, like I often do, and I said that if the Steelers if the Steelers lost to the Bengals, I would get my nipples pierced. Now, I have made similar crazy statements, something to that effect before with other games, but my predictions were right, and I never had to pay them off. For example, Larry, on New Year's Eve of last year, I said that if Penn State lost to Boise State, I would get a Brazilian butt lift. yes.
I missed that one.
Yeah, I did too. I think I was celebrating New Year's Eve or the New Year too much where I kind of forgot and blacked out that I had posted that. But thankfully, James Franklin came through that night for me and Penn State won, so I didn't have to go through with that procedure. But because the Steelers blew it, I have to do this tonight at 7:30 at Mike's Beer Bar.
All right, there was one caveat you left out, and you said you would do this without numbing agents.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that's an important detail.
It is.
Yeah, it is. I've learned a lot about this. Procedure, procedure might not even be the right word. But I've learned a lot about the piercing experience over the last few days, and apparently, numbing agents are uncommon in these scenarios to begin with, which surprised me. So I guess that's standard operating procedure when it comes to piercing that area of the body to not be numbed in advance.
That would be a surprise to many. They seem to be a sensitive place for everybody. That said, full disclosure, you have no other piercings, correct?
No. Well, that's a lie. I have my ears pierced. I did that when I was in high school. That didn't really hurt at all. But I've asked around, as you would expect, and people have told me that there's a huge difference between the two. So I'm in for it tonight, Larry.
Now, you have decided, and to your credit, to do this. You're taking the pain, literally, for breast cancer awareness, and you're raising money. So the tickets are $33, as I understand it, $1 for each point the Bengals scored on the Steelers that day.
Yeah, yep. And you get a lot with that, Larry. You get the opportunity to watch me embarrass myself, which is, I think, pretty priceless. I don't think you can put a value on that, a price tag on that. You also will get food tonight, compliments of Mike. You will get a commemorative T-shirt, which is really funny. Our promotions team put together something. There's also all kinds of really cool raffles that are going to be a part of this. And I'd like to say that our mutual friend, Jay Caulfield, called me yesterday and said, Mario Lemieux found out about this and wanted to lend a helping hand. So there's going to be a Mario item at tonight's event. And you can hear my daughter in the background getting
she's excited. Yeah, to have Mario Lemieux donate something for this. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so it'll be really cool. It starts at 6. It goes till 8, and I'm just impressed by the sheer number of people that want to see this in person and be a part of it.
Well, Andrew Filippone, congratulations on all your success. That's a great line that Andrew uses on his show, but you had the longest article ever written in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports page on a Sunday. And Noah Hiles, who used to work here at the plant, as you know, did a wonderful job kind of documenting your life coming here from Syracuse. And you've been here since the beginning of the Fan, and look at you now.
Yeah, and I told Noah when he approached me about this, I said, you know, do whatever you want with this article. You know, I don't want it to be a promotion piece or a fluff piece, you know. Dig into everything and anything you want in terms of people to talk to. I'll be as accommodating as possible. I'll answer the questions that you have as directly and honestly as I possibly can. And so the thing I liked about it is he, you know, told my life story and also a lot of things about my process creatively and things like that, and allowed for people to draw their own conclusion about me, which is really the whole point of this business. Like, I don't need everybody to listen to the show who loves me. People can disagree with me and strongly disagree with me and hate me on a number of things. And as long as they're listening, I'm cool with that. So he, I think, got that word out and message out pretty accurately in that article. And I was happy with it. Like you said, I don't know if I can really frame it because I think it would take up an entire room in my house. So
it was actually incredible. I mean, there have been athletes that spent their career here, didn't get them much ink. So
I know.
That's pretty cool. And
not lost on me.
Think
You're
about
right.
This. I used to work with Myron Cope back in the day, and Myron had a similar push-pull, you know, but they all listened. People would say, oh, I don't want to hear what Myron has to say. Did you hear what he said last night? And then so you have that dynamic, and you've been extraordinarily successful. And a Marconi winner, they can never take that away from you. No matter how many parts you get pierced in the future.
And I can't wait for my day with the Marconi, just like they do with the Stanley Cup. I got to figure out what I'm going to do for my 24 hours with that prestigious award, Larry. Maybe I can get a tip or two from you since you had the same experience.
Well, I would take, if I'm you now, I would take it to Mario's pool. That's what they did with the first cup. So.
Yeah, but I think it got damaged, and I don't feel like our big boss would appreciate that very much based on what I know about his idiosyncrasies as a person.
Well, I'll let you go, but if you don't mind, we just want to check in real quick tomorrow and see how it goes.
Absolutely. Sounds good to me, Larry. Great to talk to you again, man.
All right.
Thank you. Good luck
tonight.
Yep. Appreciate it.
Andrew Filippone from 93.7 The Fan. And this event again tonight, Mike's Beer Bar, right across from PNC Park on the North Shore there. 6 to 8, $33. All the money goes to breast cancer awareness. Good luck. The Drive at 5 Top Stories, driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. And if you want to reach out to us, the NASCO Roofing Instant Access, just a click away. Instant Access at KDKRadio.com. So, Aaron, you had mentioned there's always a Pittsburgh connection. That's kind of my mantra, right? You're a half person from everybody in Pittsburgh. So we look up last hour, and guess who we see on CBS Morning Show? Paul Skeens.
Of course.
Pitching phenom for your Pittsburgh Pirates. And even though we're in the midst of the World Series, deadlocked at two games apiece between the Los Angeles Dodgers and Toronto Blue Jays, they wanted to talk to Paul.
Our ace, Paul Skeens. Paul just happens to be here with us on set. Welcome.
Hey. Congratulations.
Congratulations. What's amazing about you is you're so young and so new to the league. You spent just a couple months in the minors. In both years, you've already been an all-star, and now your peers are saying you're the best pitcher in the National League. How does that feel?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's just being voted on it by your peers is pretty darn cool. So it's an honor. Great to be here. Great to have.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The accolade.
When you have the lowest ERA in the majors, as you did this past year, no one was better at preventing the other team from scoring runs than you. What do you even work on in the offseason? Like, are you just trying to maintain? Are you trying to improve?
Yeah, definitely trying to improve. I think when you try to, I don't know very many people that go into the offseason like, yeah, I just want to be the same guy I was last year. So I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is yet, but
What are you throw like 111 out. Or something? Like, what are the areas of improvement for you? How do you even think about that?
I'm not sure. We're looking into it right now.
Okay.
You know, that's the beautiful thing about all the data and analytics. We can run models and stuff like that to figure out scenarios where we could get better. So we're doing some of that now.
I played wide receiver. The reason I never played quarterback is because I didn't like the pressure. Some would call it performance anxiety. I was a decent basketball player, All-State in high school. Hated being on the free throw line. Once again, performance anxiety. When I look at pitchers on the mound, it blows me away that in a moment where any hit can change the complexion of the game, you have thousands of people watching, millions at home. How in the world do you center yourself in that moment?
That's a great question.
And not let it overwhelm you? I get nervous just watching from my couch. And I know it's different for each guy.
That's a great question.
But how do you do it?
Yeah, I think for me, I've just done it my whole life. And so it's, with nobody watching, with millions of people watching, it's the same game. And so we're on an island out there. We're, just throwing pitches and
literally
doing all that by ourselves. And we got, seven people behind us to field the balls. But, it just comes down to, executing the pitch, I think.
Mm. So, Paul, the MLB Players Association put together a little video for you. Here's what they had to say.
That's no surprise. You know what he's been able to do in his career so far, 2 years into it, is nothing short of impressive.
Pretty special. He's going to have a very good career.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best in the game. A pitcher of that caliber, the way he goes about it.
So elite. Not just in his pitching, but in his approach to the game. You see him working hours and hours every day. He wants to be all-time great.
Mm. How does it feel to hear those things?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, especially from those folks in particular. Brent, Tarek, Aaron Nola, DeGrom. I've looked up to DeGrom you know, for a while. So it's pretty cool.
You've credited your girlfriend, former LSU gymnast Libby Dunn, for helping you stay present in all of this. I would think maybe she would take your mind into other areas, you know, but you say it keeps you centered. I guess she knows something about being in the center of attention as a gymnast. Talk to me about this connection, one athlete to another, you have with her.
Yeah, it's just something, you know, we both know what it's like to, you know, for lack of a better term, be in the arena, you know, the man in the arena, that kind of thing. And so, you know, we can talk to each other about that. It's pretty nice. So she understands what, you know, what the life is like. I understand what she, you know, does. And so I think it works pretty well.
Yeah, they're pretty much, Aaron, the hot couple in sports. So Paul Skeens, that was last hour, recognized by the National League Outstanding Pitcher, the Players' Choice Award, and Baseball Digest's MLB Pitcher of the Year. So just announced.
Well, and they tell him he's so chill, and he got a little more excited being on TV with them, but he was still very chill, which just goes to show that is just truly who he is.
And that would explain, at least in part, how he's able to do what he does.
So, right, exactly.
In spite of the Pirates struggling, he is risen to the top, and that's not an easy thing to do, especially when there are so many other good players.
Right.
But they picked him, so hats off to Paul Skeens. Every Wednesday at this time, we check in with Christine Sorensen, KDK-TV anchorwoman, and of course, the wife of our own Marty Griffin. And Marty will be here in a few minutes. We'll check in with Marty. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Kidsburg, as we get ready for one of the biggest kid holidays of the year with Halloween.
Oh, my gosh.
We get right into the weekend, and it falls on a Friday, which is good for many.
Yes, it is. There's so many fun things going on this weekend for Halloween. And, you know, even though it is a Friday, there's still some Halloween-related things going on this weekend, including the Pumpkin Smash at the Cayman Science Center. That's from 10 to 2. So bring your pumpkin. You get $5 off. And you can drop it off the portico 16 feet high, watch it crash and smash and blow into pieces. And if you don't have one, that's okay too. You can watch them blow up some pumpkins at 10, noon, and 2. They've got liquid nitrogen. They're going to be exploding pumpkins. So all kind of fun things. Kids are encouraged to wear their costumes. Hey, everyone's encouraged to wear their costumes, kids or adults. Enjoy it one last time on Saturday. Also Saturday, there's a really cool hip-hop art camp at the August Wilson Center downtown. That's from 11 to 1. They're going to be talking about hip-hop both in graffiti as well, using storytelling and individual voice. So you want to sign up for that if you can. And then for the younger kids, there's the Fiddlesticks Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra session. These are specifically geared toward young kids, and it's such a fun way to introduce them to classical music. And they're going to be celebrating all kind of holidays, including Halloween, Day of the Dead, Diwali, Thanksgiving, all of those in one. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the Fiddlesticks is a perfect way, because I think when you experience, and you know this yourself, the symphony in person, it makes all the difference in the world. And you never know which child will be really encouraged, touched, or just enjoy it.
Absolutely. So true. And, you know, I didn't really grow up with a lot of classical music, so it wasn't something I was very comfortable with. But then once you go in person, especially when you bring your kids, hey, it's a great introduction for adults who don't know classical music as well. I find that those kind of introductory type of programs really make it much more accessible and enjoyable for people who maybe haven't experienced that before.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Heinz Hall is a great venue for that.
I want to mention two other things going on. One, there's this really cool program happening tomorrow night. It is free. It's a 60-minute workshop for parents on rethinking digital parenting. So we're talking about kids with screens, kids of all ages. But what's unique about this is that this is put on by young people ages 15 to 25. So there's a group called Rethink Citizens, and it's young people, and they're hosting this workshop. It's, like I said, it's online Thursday, 7:30, and it's totally free. And they're going to talk about what young people are experiencing from young people themselves. I mean, they grew up digital natives. It's a very different understanding of you know, screens and iPads and phones and computers.
Yeah, they're the ones that know what's going on.
Right. We need to be listening to them.
Right.
And then they're going to also talk about some of the digital harms and challenges that kids are facing and then give parents some strategies on what to do. So I'm excited about that. I'm signed up for that.
Have you seen, and I'm sure you have, maybe with your own kids, with iPads and their ability to navigate through the iPad or the phone at really young ages?
Oh, it's unbelievable how intuitive it becomes,
right,
especially at a young age.
That's a great way to frame
yeah,
it. Intuitive.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. And then one more story I just want to bring people's attention to on kidsburg.org, because our real goal is to help provide resources for families. And there is this unbelievable resource that's been in our community for 171 years. It's Glade Run Lutheran Services. And they started back in 1854, actually as the Orphans Home and Farm School up in Zelianople. And now they have 11 locations. But they've got some really neat programming involving animals and horticulture. So, for example, they have this equine-assisted lessons, as well as nature-based lessons for people who are on the autism spectrum and for people who have experienced trauma. And they have all different kinds, whether it's adults or kids with their parents. They've got summer camp programs. They've got individual therapy, group therapy. It could be walking the nature trails and using that to help sort through anxiety. It could be sequencing skills in their garden, where you learn about building communication and managing impulsivity. It's horse therapy, where you're actually riding the horses. So there's some really cool things going on there, and it's really making a difference in people's lives.
There is something magical that happens with especially young people and horses. There's, I don't know what it is,
yeah,
but with kids on the autism spectrum and even PTSD with veterans, I know there are some programs. So you can find all of this information at kidsburg.org. And Christine, you're going to stick around with Marty?
I'm here. Yeah, I'll be on with Marty from 10 to 11.
All right. kidsburg.org. Thank you, Christine.
Thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.